Hitler, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Reserve, who has given tens of trillions of dollars to private banking families. They've got Bernie Sanders, the socialist, targeting the Walmart family, which has made most of their wealth with Chinese slave goods and with undercutting markets and with telling their employees to go get on welfare. So, I mean, they're not free market. Very predatory. A product of NAFTA. Yeah, they've got $140 billion between about seven people. Like, one of them's worth like $60 billion smackers. And when they're not out, you know, dying in ultralight crashes, you know, they're busy manipulating our lives, funding both parties. You got the Koch brothers that funded Bill Clinton and the Republicans. But those are the classic boogeymen. It's not that I'm saying they're good. It's just that that's all you ever hear about. What about the Rockefellers? What about the Rothschilds that control trillions? But she says, oh, I'm very concerned about the inequality. And I can't say if we're an oligarchy or not. As if she isn't at the top of the pyramid of the managerial system that's doing all this. And they're passing things to raise taxes on people making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, telling poor people that's a rich person to extinct the middle class that's the ladder up to wealth, which is the classic political action of any authoritarian regime. They're going to use the inequality they've created to fully gut capitalism. What they've set up is a capitalism. And her and Sanders are up there playing the status game and the class envy game. Hey, you go to countries that are socialist, they're totally poor and hellish, folks, where people are lazy and aimless, like France. And it's all collapsing into eugenics. It's a plan. Socialism is a tool of fascism. National socialists were really fascist. They teach socialism and fascism, two different things. No, they're not. It's all different flavors of cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. Let's go back to her amazing response to Sanders. And we are an oligarchy, and they are setting up a police state. And they're going to manage everybody and forcibly take the wealth because it's a tool of control. And they're going to give it short-term to the welfare class. Because they're the big corporate whore welfare class that want to secure their ill-gotten gains, and they're going to use poverty and 2 plus 2 equals 5 dumbed-down population to get it done. Let's go to the clip.
So all of the statistics on inequality that you've cited are ones that greatly concern me, and I think for the same reason that you're concerned about them, they can shape the determine the ability of different groups to participate equally in a democracy and have grave effects on social stability over time. And so I don't know what to call our system or how to, I prefer not to give labels, but there's no question that we've had a trend toward growing inequality, and I personally find it a very worrisome trend that deserves the attention of policymakers.
Thank you. I mean, I think the point that the professors are making and others have made is that there comes a point where the billionaire class has so much political power, where the Koch brothers are now, because of Citizens United, able to buy and sell politicians. They have so much political power. At what point is that reversible? And that is a great concern.
So there you go. Full clip up on Infowars.com with CNSNews.com that first grabbed that clip. So good job on that. We're going to come back. We're going to get Bruce Fein on, constitutional lawyer, the man who killed the Fairness Doctrine more than anybody. He brought forward as the deputy commissioner of the FCC. And we've got the new head of the FCC saying that this is all basically a takeover that's happening. It's only one small part of the attack on free speech. How do we defend against this? Straight ahead with Bruce Fein. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. And don't forget the nightly news, 7 o'clock weeknights. And I'll be back this Sunday as well, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're the hardest working folks in media because we know it's about the fight for liberty.
What do you- think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Author of American Empire Before the Fall, his latest book. Bruce Fine doesn't toot his horn, but we need to understand that, A, you can be effective, you can change things, because we have justice and free speech on our side, and the moral high ground was back in the 80s as the General Counsel of the Federal Communications Commission under President Ronald Reagan and the Deputy Attorney General, Associate Deputy Attorney General, as well, he was able to craft the First Amendment case and get Congress and the government to get rid of the Fairness Doctrine that was properly Orwellianly named, like the Patriot Act and so many other things, or the Affordable Care Act that increases the cost of health care and wrecks it. It's the opposite of that. But again, this is the age of 1984 where Obama says that the Ukrainian government is duly elected. That's like saying Kim Jong-un is duly elected, or you can raise the debt ceiling and it doesn't raise the debt, or you have a business, you didn't build that. Or the Benghazi documents that came out last week aren't about Benghazi. I mean, this is the 1984 world, but no one's watching MSNBC. Their normal shows have 100,000, top show half a million. That's nothing. We have more than that every 30 minutes here. 3 million a day. And we're not even in the top five talk show hosts. We're in the top 10. So understand, they're not going to let us continue to operate with a free open internet. They're coming in with net neutrality killers. They're coming in with this new office that got scrapped earlier this year but brought back to go inspect all media to see if it's racist. That's out of the White House. You got the FCC being, I guess, told by Obama and moving in the direction to apply SEC finance rules. And the head of the, and then we're going to our guest, the head of the FCC rightfully came out and said, I'm really concerned about what's being called for here. So we're not saying they're all bad. It's different people. It's like Bruce Fein was in the FCC, and he was a good guy. He's saying, look, this will affect Drudge and other libertarian or conservative media. They're going to apply it. And that's what they've been calling for, is not, you know, if I'm pro-gun, they'll say, well, that's a Republican policy, so you can't have your radio show. We're going to shut you up. Well, that's asinine. But before 1987, when Bruce Fein got rid of it, I couldn't have this show. So they're trying to bring us back to the past in a new electronic Berlin Wall or Dark Age, Iron Curtain. Bruce, constitutional lawyer, thank you for joining us today. As you're talking, I'm going to be showing a whole stack of news dealing with this, but there's so many attacks, but even mainstream news is saying this is about oligarchs in old media wanting to shut down their competition. But I think it's too late. I mean, even if they shut us down or try, they're already been so discredited by saying 2 + 2 = 5 that I don't think you can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. What do you say, sir?
No, I think that's true, and I feel compelled to just interject this with your recitation of all the Orwellian statements by President Obama, because you omitted one that was dear to my heart since I was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Paul Revere's ride emanated. You know, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. And you may recall in his speech where he announced sort of some cosmetic diminishing of the NSA's surveillance of all Americans, he attempted to liken Paul Revere as the precursor of the National Security Agency.
Oh, he said that. He said, yeah.
He said, wow, you talk about Orwellian. He didn't understand that Paul Revere was spying on the British as a citizen and was alerting the people to the government danger. He wasn't the government spying on the citizens. But that sort of is the high watermark of the Obama dissimulation about reality. But let's go back to the issue that you'd raised, Alex, about the fairness doctrine and trying to get the government to police the communications elements of our democratic dispensation. Now, I was able to get the FCC to revoke the fairness doctrine. It wasn't the Congress did it, but we did it on our own because it basically chilled the expression of any speech that's viewed as controversial. And basically, speech that's worth having is controversial. You know, you don't need speech to utter bromides. And after we had revoked it, there were efforts in the Congress, in fact, to reinstate it that President Reagan vetoed, and the veto was upheld.
Sure. Just to be clear, I was going back to just to be vague memories of the research of that. And I knew there were some hearings against it that you, I think, were part of. And then later they tried to bring it back. The point is that battle has been going on for a while.
Yes, that's true. And then they had what was called the Flush the Rush campaign, where their women's groups were trying to reinstate. Excuse me. My cough. Reinstate the fairness doctrine.
Outrageous.
In order to drive conservative talk radio off of the airwaves. And what's being flirted with now, the Federal Election Commission, is to remove what is now, I think, a First Amendment compelled exemption from financial disclosure, financial expenditure laws, and political campaigns, so that right now, for instance, if you're the New York Times, you can editorialize in favor against particular candidates. You can slant your reporting in favor against it. It can be worth tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and you don't have to report that as a contribution. You know, it's not limited by any ceiling. There's no particular obligation to explain how the money was used to write the editorial or whatever. And that those First Amendment exemptions that are thought implicit in the finance campaign laws now are thought, well, really, should we keep those exemptions for Drudge Report or from Hannity? humanity, or maybe even persons like you, Alex, if you're being too pointed in favoring one candidate or political persuasion over another, maybe those ought to be viewed as political contributions and regulated like a regular monetary donation. And that's what's really frightening if that ever came into play.
Well, I mean, they're arresting governors for crooked toenails because they're politically involved. They're Republican. They're arresting Dinesh D'Souza. Imagine if Michael Moore was arrested. I mean, the IRS is already persecuting 10% of the Tea Party if you give money. They're telling the military, don't be part of the Tea Party. You'll be court-martialed. I mean, this is real draconian attempts to chill free speech. It's outrageous criminality, in my view.
Well, I think what we may need to bring some lawsuits, they're called declaratory judgments, in order to get First Amendment protection from the courts before, the Orwellian censorship starts to intervene here. But there's no doubt that's what the liberal crowd thinks, that they know how to prescribe, you know, what's decent and what's fair over the airwaves, and basically that means becoming an echo chamber of them. Now, it was very interesting, I thought, that several weeks ago, former Associate Justice John Paul Stevens was interviewed with regard to his recommendation that various amendments be passed to overcome the Citizens United decision, giving freedom of corporations and labor unions and organizations in general to spend limitless amounts of money on their own to exercise free speech, which we should applaud. We should applaud people who want to spend more on political speech than selling shaving cream or cosmetics. I think that's more healthy for society. And in his proposal, he was asked, well, how would that work with regard to the media and newspapers? Would they not be able to, under this amendment, to editorialize in favor against candidates? And he was puzzled. He said, well, hadn't thought about that. You know, maybe he's got to rethink, you know, some of his draconian efforts to have government circumscribe freedom of speech. But I think that's indicative of the liberal viewpoint. You know, the money is bad unless it supports your particular view, and then money is fine. But that's not supposed to work in a liberal society. You get people who seek to persuade, and they exert their own efforts in single or in combination, and let the people decide based upon the argument, not based upon government putting their thumb on one side of speech as opposed to another.
My issue is, when you have sensational levels of tyranny and power grabbing going on, we've gotten slowly basted over time into accepting it and kind of gotten the normalcy bias or a mass Stockholm syndrome. And I think it's important to somehow make a big noise so that people understand what we're facing. I mean, you were successful convincing people inside the FCC to change this. There was some pressure in Congress. Now there's a big move back into it as Congress feels the heat and as MSNBC admits they have basically no viewers. What do you and your gut think is going to happen, A, and then B, what can we do to counter all this?
Well, first, you know, what can you do to counter it? There are ways in which you can force, you can petition an agency on your own to adopt a rule or to revoke a rule. And there are, under the Administrative Procedure Act, each agency has rules that prescribe how you undertake this. But the way we stop it is, say, right into these agencies, right into members of Congress, this is an outrage. You want freedom of speech to remain uncensored from any government warping, any government distortions, and that if they don't take action to ensure the openness and freedom of speech here, they'll lose their vote at the next election. We all have First Amendment rights that need protected, just like we have Fourth Amendment rights that were disclosed being trampled on by Edward Snowden. And if they don't have the courage to protect them, they'll find somebody else who will at the voting booth. And also, you know, it's worthwhile thinking of bringing a declaratory judgment action, and with regard perhaps even to a class action, worried that they're not going to hear unfiltered, uncensored speech, and seeking to enjoin these agencies from moving forward, depending upon how far down they are in the rulemaking process.
Do you think they'll be successful?
Right now, I think it would be difficult because the Republicans still control the House And it would be very difficult in my mind for any of these agencies to act quickly enough given the requirements of process before November. And at that point, if the Republicans can obtain control of the Senate, I think we have a veto over any of these agency adventurism leaps into regulating speech. But I don't know. Who knows what will happen in November on the Senate side? It's still very dicey.
What's crazy for me is that they were ever able to get away with the Fairness Doctrine to begin with. I know you know the history better than most. Where did it come from? How did they ever sneak an openly anti-First Amendment monstrosity in?
Well, the Fairness Doctrine emerged by the FCC. It wasn't a statutory child in the late 1940s. And it was at the early stages, Alex, of radio and television. And the politicians, they were very worried that if they maybe angered radio or TV, that they could be completely destroyed at the next election. And it was that fear, because it was such a novel media vehicle, that made, I think, the Congress, stay back and not push or try to revoke what the FCC had done. But that's what it was. It was, well, we don't know how far the media, the radio and television could change electoral results. Therefore, let's keep a government thumb on what these people do. And then the first time when it became a focus of Congress was with the presidential debate in 1960 with Kennedy and Nixon, where you recall there was an issue. Well, how can you have the debates on and satisfy Fairness Doctrine because you're only having two candidates, not all the candidates? And so Congress passed a special statute that enabled the two leading presidential candidates to debate without violating fairness. And then it's right in there. It says, and nothing, however, in this statute shall be construed to override the FCC's Fairness Doctrine outside the presidential debate category. And I think at that time, too, the Congress was worried still in 1960 that the media would have sufficient power outside of their control that to give them a complete leash would be too dangerous. And so they wanted to have something around the throat of the media that would make certain they wouldn't be too critical of the incumbents. And that was what was going on.
Sure. Constitutional lawyer Bruce Feind joins us right now. We've got about 8 minutes, 6 minutes left with him. I mean, you're a smart guy. You advise Congress, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, you name it. In your gut, knowing how the media works, being in the FCC, watching Washington, I just don't see how they can stop a renaissance of new media. But it's almost like the immovable object coming in contact with an irresistible force. They need to shut us down or curtail us, or we will extinct them by nature of free market ideas. But at the same time, they still have the regulatory control and the hoarded bureaucratic money and so many things at their disposal. It's like two runaway trains going at each other. What does your gut tell you is coming in the media landscape? I want you to think about that while I play this short clip of Obama at last weekend's correspondence dinner, making a joke, kind of like whistling past the graveyard politically, about the death of establishment fascist media posing as liberal, a.k.a. MSNBC.
MSNBC is here. They're a little overwhelmed. They've never seen an audience this big before. Look, everybody is trying to keep up with this incredibly fast-changing landscape.
And I'll tell you how they're doing it. They're doing it with government product propaganda placement, behavior placement is what they call it, with hundreds of millions of dollars a year spent in funding propaganda inside of TV shows, dramas, movies. That's where the real brainwashing is going. So how do they get away with saying, let's get rid of talk radio or Matt Drudge? But at the same time, government agencies are everywhere funding the view of the government through entertainment.
Yeah. Well, that's the nature of political power. It's not even-handed. Indeed, the original, the Fairness Doctrine was openly boasted by then Democratic Chairman Larry O'Brien in the 60s as a way to get so-called right-wing religious broadcasters off the airwaves. He was referring, I think, to Carl McIntyre at the time. So it was openly was used as a political instrument. That's what politicians do with power, use it to advance their particular persuasion at the expense of freedom and the decision in the American people to decide one way or the other. Now, you said, what's in the future? It typically, in a regulatory arena, Alex, you know, the technology is going to outfox the regulators. You know, there'll be so many alternate media vehicles, you know, that comes every cycle, becomes shorter and shorter when they have new ways to deliver the message in the media. I don't think that the law will be able to, you know, to catch up with. And in some ways, that happened to the Fairness Doctrine, too. It never did apply to cable. You know, it never did apply to satellite. It was limited to the over-the-air broadcasting. That's when it began in 1948. And my view is this is sort of fortunate that the regulators are too slow-footed. They're too glacial-footed in order to keep up with the technology, and that will enable us to minimize the amount of damage they're able to do through the regulatory process.
And I'm not endorsing the censorship, but that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. So many times innovation comes, as you know, from the attempt to censor or block people. Yeah. It forces us to adapt and overcome.
That is absolutely correct. And I say we're more nimble than the regulators. I say I've been in government, and lead-footed is a euphemism for how slow the bureaucracy turns and how backward they are. Even one of the issues right now with regard to the NSA surveillance, you know, they're using computers and technology that's 15 years old. They wouldn't need to keep all this metadata in their own computers if they'd use something that was available on the market. But they're still living in the past, and that's the NSA. So, say, in some sense, that's a saving feature, if you will, of how slow and backward government is.
If the pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-human empowerment movement is one team, and the control freaks, the socialists, the gang members, the thugs of history, the king rats are the other team, where are we in the Super Bowl game right now? I mean, I see a huge awakening happening, a lot of great things happening, but I see government and monopoly capitalist groups teaming up together to try to make the public dependent and to try to dumb down the culture, a.k.a. Common Core, to have an end game where we're as dumb and slow as they are, and so they finally win.
Well, I think, Alex, we are in peril because our whole political culture is so-called dumbed down. And it's not just, you know, entertainment. It's the schools. If it was just Common Core and not the general degradation of learning, literacy, reading, critical thinking, I'd rejoice. But it's far more pervasive. It's the culture itself celebrates Honey Boo Boo and not people who read and think. And that's got to change if we're going to remain a republic. You cannot run a democratic dispensation unless the people are alert and intelligent and vigilant over government abuses. If we're like sheep, we get wolves in government. And that's got it. We have to change the entire milieu of our educational system, our entire standards for who youth should be idolizing. And it's not those who are on American Idol. It's on those who have moral philosophy and stature if we're going to turn this around before we fall off the empire cliff.
Very well said. I know you've got a couple books out. I've read your latest. I guess people can go to Amazon to find that or just Google your name, Bruce Fine. What's the best website for people to visit if they want to be able to contact you?
Well, I'm building a new website, but if they go to Bruce Fine and Associates, Inc. In the Google, that's the fastest way to get to me, you know, my law firm and speaking and whatever. I'm building a totally new website, refashioning, rebranding Bruce Fine. So I hope in another 30 days it'll be easier, more consumer-friendly than right now.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you spending it with us.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Have a good day.
All right. Here he goes. And again, that's an example of how government can be a tool for good. Someone who's moral going and saying, look, this violates the First Amendment. We got to get rid of this. And he took a stand. And more people in the system need to do that because we're under corporate governance now. Corporations run government. And then they're busy demonizing corporations in general so they can shut down all the businesses and companies they don't control. I mean, it's just public illiteracy about street smarts, social IQ, everything is in the toilet. We have to honor trailblazers and people that are honorable and inventors. That's what will make us great again, not all these sports icons. I mean, that's why we're so screwed up, folks. We honor stuff that doesn't matter.
We're on the march.
Got a powerful video coming up.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We got Russian aircraft carriers sailing into the English Channel. They're doing a Topol M nuke launch drills, firing test missiles, hitting their targets. The Russians are saying if anybody attacks any more Russian interests, they're going to go to war with those weapons. That's in the Associated Press. I think that's a pretty darn big deal. Absolutely amazing. I want to get into what's really happening with the economy. I want to get into some other breaking news up at Infowars.com here in just a few minutes. But first off, we had Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, a clip we played where she was being grilled, if you can call it that, by Bernie Sanders in the Senate about the oligarchy and how we have a ruling financial elite controlling things. But there he was talking to the head manager for the private banking oligarchy that makes the Waltons, who are parasitic at many levels and part of the system, look poor. You know, scapegoat the Waltons, bring up the Koch brothers because they're little fishies. The Waltons are pretty big fish, but the Kochs are small fish compared to the Waltons. They fund both sides. They're globalist. But the whole point is that, oh, the Federal Reserve agrees with you. We might be an oligarchy because of the Koch brothers and their, you know, $20 billion or whatever, instead of the trillions of the New World Order and what the Federal Reserve is doing, giving tens of trillions every year to the globalists and the Chinese government buying up our debt and how we've been signed on to $1.5 quadrillion. The plan is for a technological elite to control things with dumbed-down city-states being imploded. And then any country that doesn't finally go into the New World Order to be attacked by high-tech Air Force systems. This was written almost 100 years ago by H.G. Wells and Things to Come. A film was made out of it. And they describe how you will accept the New World Order or you will be killed. And H.G. Wells wrote a nonfiction book, The New World Order, describing their plan. So if you want to know what it is, look at it, because the world we're pretty much living in is the incremental implementation of this plan. And we've held it back a lot. The globalists aren't invincible. They don't control everything. They want to control everything. They want to manipulate the whole stock market. They want to run your life. They want to say your kids belong to them. And this is the way they've branded the nation state as thugs, as scum, as Texas is its own country, and a bunch of redneck gun owners who don't want to be slaves. And that's barbarous and that's bad because they're the scientist. They're the CIA officer, Anderson Cooper. And, they're going to go shoot blue screen stuff at Sandy Hook, as he got caught doing. We don't know what's fake. We just know it's fake. And sit up there genteelly and disarm everyone while they're armed to the teeth and have armed bodyguards. The UN's going to have the weapons. You're not going to have the weapons under 7277 State Department Memorandum. This whole plan, I mean, I've got an article here, again, it's back in the news today, Chinese militarized police to patrol Paris. That's in the 7277, that the Chinese military will occupy the world after the global collapse is engineered, after the nuclear war with Russia. They're done. They've shut us down. They've gotten rid of our jobs. They're shutting our power plants off. We're being shut up. And Skousen says it's the Chinese, the Russians, and the West, the Anglo-American establishment, the Russian crime syndicate, and the Chinese crime syndicate. Well, the Chinese are double-dealing, but they're deep in bed with David Rockefeller. Rockefeller got the deal to get Chiang Kai-shek thrown out to put Mao in, and I believe that unison is much closer. They're using up the Chinese people as the slaves to leverage out all the jobs, to destroy the Western economy, and to just totally exterminate the Chinese while they're at it with one-child policies and the suicide nets and the mass extermination vans. I mean, I'm saying real things here. Mass suicide nets, forced drugging, forced abortion, Falun Gong being executed, execution vans to cut the guts out on the way to the airport to ship it to Japan where rich Americans go. I mean, this is off the chart. The way they treat the Chinese, they're going to treat us. You're absolute dirt garbage to them. And they basically nerve gas you with this vicious dead culture to turn you into gibbering trendies who know about twerking but don't know about the economy or currency devaluation. A nation of partying idiots who has no idea their destruction has been prepared. Cancer viruses that bond in the RNA into your DNA and plaques that activate when hormone levels lower around the time that you're supposed to leave work and to kill you at 65. Some people, though, it retrogrades and they get cancer at 15. I mean, this is all public, murdering you and your family. But you'll die 20 years later. You don't know what kills you. They don't shoot you in the back of the head like the Nazis because you know they're wearing black uniforms and got skulls on their hats. They come going, ah, liberal, oh, let me help you. Like the villain from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too. Oh, liberal, ah, ooh. I mean, they're just psycho power goblin folks. They know what they're doing. They're coming. They're not playing games. They've almost got the world under their control. When they get done with the Russians, they're going to get ready with everybody else. They hate Americans 10 times more than they hate the Russians. They already put Lenin in there to gut the Russians and slaughter them by the tens of millions. And Stalin, the globalists put them in. They put Mao in. And they put the Federal Reserve in. And they've been slowly waging war and siege against America and our values and our property and everything. And they've almost got us. They think we're ready. They think we're done. And every FBI agent, every police officer, every CIA guy, every minion, every bureaucrat, every banker that serves this system consciously, every lazy person that laughs at this and laughs at me in public, and that happens sometimes, you are fools. I've told you the truth. There's a universal law that you be warned. That's the only reason I've been allowed to live. I know that now. I'm here. The globalists have left me alone because they understand the universal rule that they have to be invited in by you. You have to have heard the truth, and you have to turn your back on it, and then they can have you. You lay down with a bunch of wolves, you're going to get chewed up. And the wolves are obvious, folks. They are snarling and have devoured hundreds of millions of people. 262 million killed by government last century. Innocent non-combatants. And you think they just want you to have a fat, lazy, trendy lifestyle? That's only being done till they break your kids down. And then all hell's going to break loose. You're going to lose the prosperity. You're going to lose everything. And you know it's true. You're smart out there. You're not really dumb. You've been made experts on mindlessness and chemically stunned. You can come out of it. You can admit what's going on. It's not like it's a bunch of work you got to do. It's fun to fight tyranny. Now, this piece was called John Cabell versus Alex Jones from the Operation Paul Revere contest a year and a half ago. But really, it should be called The New World Order versus the Nation State versus the Individual. Or The New World Order versus the Nation State. Because once they take it down, it's not that it's even perfect, but it's old forms. You're now wide open, folks, immobilized, where the global spiders can take their time sucking your soul, dominating you, planting their flag on you and your family, destroying your seed forever. Just like at the end of the book in Last of the Mohicans, when the bad guy says, you know, to the other Native American, he goes, I'm going to kill you and kill your seed. He tells the European, I'm going to kill you and your children and kill your seed. I'm going to scorch your earth. I'm going to salt your earth. I'm going to take everything down. Desolation. I mean, that's the spirit of the globalists. It's just raw murder, raw power, raw evil. Look at history. Our government, illegitimate, put Mao Zedong in to kill 84 million Chinese. That's the Chinese government's own numbers. 84 million. Imagine if I said 84 million times. It'd take years. How many sports stadiums of 100,000 people is 84 mil? And the globalists go, oh, terrorists killed us. Give your rights up. Oh, your children, we love you. Oh. Yeah, they love you all right. You going to let them do this? Because you're signing your own death warrant. Every one of you that works for the system is delusional. You sign on to the science team of the New World Order to secure the earth, stabilize populations, a reasonable plan. Humans are like a parasite. We're scientific and know they have to be removed. You're going to be removed. Be honest, like Dr. Pianca at UT that says when the airborne Ebola is released to kill 90% of the population, he's ready for him and his family to die. They're not even worthy to live. At least he has been landed on the full plan and flies to England and everywhere to meet with royalty. They go, "You're so good, you're ready to die for us?" "Yes, I'm ready to die for you." "Oh, good, Dr. Bianca." Trendy. Maybe we could find the villain after this clip from Claudia with a Chance of Meatballs, too. Who symbolizes DARPA, who gets all the research, all the data from everybody, brings it in, compartmentalizes and controls everyone, and wants to harvest the life forms of the earth to feed itself while claiming it's for the environment. "Oh, it's for the earth, environmentally sensitive. Murder everyone immediately." You know. They said, "Sir, Lenin, we're killing entire families, entire villages. How many more do you want?" He says, "I want more people dead. I want blood. I need blood." So let's go ahead and go to this report, and I think it illustrates it all, illustrating my shell between Piers Morgan, where he represents the globalist, I represent the nation state that's not perfect, but at least is human. Let's go to it.
For some time, when listening to the passionate, grainy voice of Alex Jones, rallying against the growing shadow of a totalitarian New World Order, there's been a growing feeling of deja vu. Somewhere in the memory hole, there was a strikingly similar attitude, an almost theatrical, raspy, rapid-fire voice heard in a nearly forgotten sci-fi film from the mid-1930s. It wasn't until watching the gun control debate between Alex and the imperious, insufferable Piers Morgan that the pieces fell together. The film featuring a distorted Alex Jones prototype was Things to Come, based on the science fiction novel by futurist H.G. Wells, The Shape of Things to Come. Since Wells is often credited with coining the term New World Order, and Alex Jones is the leading pop culture opponent of the New World Order, the two men have, in a sense, already met. From Things to Come, a grainy old movie that had long ago fallen into the public domain, rise the images of a flawed but passionate nationalist resistor known as the Chief, and the pompous, imperious elitist by the unsubtle name of John Cabal. John Cabal heads a new technocratic proto-world government, and the Chief runs the last nation state. In parallel, Piers Morgan represents a powerful, elitist world propaganda empire, while Alex Jones is the tip of the spear of a grassroots nationalist new media. Cabal and the Chief fight a hot war, while Morgan and Jones fight a world info war. Sadly, no really high-quality prints of Things to Come exist, but the film is one of the most important movies to come out of pre-World War II England, not because it is a particularly good film, but because it is such an amazing New World Order blueprint, a frontal assault on the idea of sovereign nations, religion, liberty, and individual ambition. It is also amazing because it has some of the greatest talent and most lavish production values available at the time applied to its production. Perhaps it is not a great film as cinema because its makers were true believers, too close and too sympathetic to its propaganda messaging to be objective about the film as art. In short, Things to Come is the story of a transition through a war from a world of individual nation states to a futuristic vision of a world run by a technocratic class whose focus is spreading an elite core of humanity to the stars rather than being particularly concerned with the petty needs and rights of individuals. The action takes place in the near future, 1940, an intermediate future, 1970, and a distant future, 2036. In a representative community aptly dubbed every town, thinks to come embodies, it really reeks of the truism that socialist elitists love humanity but hate people. That certainly sums up the mindset of the main character of Things to Come, John Cabal, and of course his spiritual heir, Piers Morgan. As a direct result of decades of devastating war, every town is eventually taken over by a warlord gangster capitalist named the Chief. After becoming disillusioned with the existing order and the conflict inherent in free societies, we now see the middle-aged version of John Cabal as a kind of a visitor from space, actually a subterranean headquarters in, of all places, oil-rich Iraq. Cabal is back in Everytown to lay down the law to the Chief that the days of the nation state, private enterprise, and self-interest are over. Cabal has been busy organizing the New World Order using science, I guess very much like Nazi Germany, to build an irresistible futuristic air fleet, and demands that the Chief relent. In other words, surrender or else. The or else is the so-called gas of peace, dropped from Cabal's massive bombers, which is supposed to knock opponents out. Strangely, it winds up being fatal to only one person, the gun-toting Chief, while the rest of the rabble seem to have a
zombie-like
smile.
We're going to go to break and come back with more of it, but it's 18 minutes long. We'll post the full video tonight to Infowars.com. Notice the gas of peace is in eco-science where the White House signs are. It's called fluoride, and it teaches you to have a lower IQ, lower fertility, and to be an idiot. And they brag they did it on purpose. So enjoy. Drink up, folks. Take your shots.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
was a highwayman.
Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
By the way, folks, I got a bunch of family stuff I got to take care of tomorrow. I may be here doing the show live. I may not. Probably will be David Knight. But we have the author of The Color Purple and so much more scheduled to join us, who said in the British media she's a listener. And so we're going to be honored to have her on. I'll be calling in or Skyping in regardless when she's on the show tomorrow, whether I'm here or not, the Friday show. That is going to be a big interview. I think important. And, of course, I'll be live this Sunday. I'm scheduled to be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. There's the Mountly News, 7 o'clock every night. It's really important to become PrisonPlanet.tv members. 11 people can use your $5.95 a month membership. That pays for the bandwidth, the cameras, and the reporters. So please become a member, or if you are a member, share your membership today, where a lot of people are joining. It's really helping us. I want to thank you all. PrisonPlanet.tv is really exploding, so thank you all for your support. PrisonPlanet.tv, tip of the spear of real independent media with our great reporters. This is an 18-minute video. I'm going to upload it to the Alex Jones channel, maybe with a clip of me introducing it earlier because it really breaks things down. But you can find it online, John Cabal versus Alex Jones as archetypes. Let's show part of their confrontation going out of this hour. Then I'll do some overdrive and hit that economic news. Here it is.
To build an irresistible futuristic air fleet and demands that the chief relent. In other words, surrender or else. The or else is the so-called gas of peace, dropped from Cabal's massive bombers, which is supposed to knock opponents out. Strangely, it winds up being fatal to only one person, the gun-toting chief, while the rest of the rabble seem to have a zombie-like smile on their face. It's actually logical that they chose Raymond Massey to play Cabal, who also played Abe Lincoln and John Brown, all dour fanatics with a messianic complex and a determination to bend the world to their own view, regardless of the human toll. The chief responds to Cabal's ultimatum by taking him prisoner, but not before a heated confrontation between the two world views.
The first thing we shall want is to get our planes in the air again.
Right.
A laudable ambition. But our new order has an objection to private aeroplanes.
The impudence.
I'm not talking about private aeroplanes. Our aeroplanes are public aeroplanes. This is an independent sovereign state at war. I know nothing about any old order. I'm the chief here, and I'm not taking any orders, old or new, from you.
Suppose I've walked into trouble.
Yeah, you can take that as right.
We have some hundreds of new type planes, and we're building more, fast. The factories are working again. We're gradually restoring order and trade in the whole Mediterranean area. We're scouting this region now to see how things are.
You found out. This is an independent sovereign state.
Yes, we must talk about that.
We don't discuss it.
We don't approve of independent sovereign states.
You don't approve?
We mean to stop them.
That's war.
If you will.
Well, I think we know how we stand. Burton, take this man. If he gives you any trouble, club him. You hear that, Mr. Wings over your wits?
My friends know my whereabouts.
All right, that's good.
If I don't come back...
Now, the point is, the globalists go overthrow countries to put Al-Qaeda in charge to wreck civilization. They want to teach kids 2 plus 2 equals 5. They're the ones that want barbarism for you while they live in armored fortresses and you don't know how to talk, or all you care about is Justin Bieber, or who's that other idiot, used to be named Hannah Montana, whatever her name is. They want you to only know about that and really think that's important, reading all these women's magazines and all the rest of it, Miley Cyrus, while meanwhile the globalists are trying to take down Russia, seeing Putin as the chief. We're not romanticizing the chief. It's just the globalists are the worst cancer there is, ladies and gentlemen. They're not civilization.
You are listening to
Overdrive coming up, Infowars.com/show.
Visit GCN.
I'm just doing five extra
today
on a few stories we didn't hit, I promise to cover. Stay with us.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.